Greater Boston just logged one of its most telling weeks of the year. Blazing turnover, sky-high price points, and a spending debate in the suburbs that every buyer needs to understand before they sign.
Let's start with the number that stopped me cold this week. Average days on market across Greater Boston came in at 5. 5 days. That's not a slow burn market. That's a market where hesitation costs you the house.
And it's not like buyers are snapping up bargains at that speed, right? What were prices doing?
Not even close to bargains. We saw 161 properties close, with both the average and median sale price landing at $1.26 million. Average price per square foot hit $455.
So the median and average are basically identical. What does that tell you about the shape of the market right now?
It tells you the distribution is unusually tight. You're not seeing a handful of ultra-luxury outliers dragging the average up. The bulk of transactions are clustering right around that $1.26 million mark. It's a remarkably uniform week.
161 sales in a week, 5 days on market, $1.26 million center of gravity. That's a lot of competition for buyers. Let's shift gears, because the listicle this week is raising some uncomfortable questions about what you actually get when you pay those prices in certain towns.
Right, and this is where it gets nuanced for buyers. The theme this week looks at 10 Greater Boston towns that have made a very deliberate, or at least very consistent, choice to prioritize school construction over infrastructure maintenance.
Give us the headline examples, because some of these numbers are pretty striking.
Newton is the poster child, $200 million committed to a new high school, while basic pothole repairs, reportedly can't get funded. Wellesley built a $75 million high school, while roads are described as deteriorating. Lexington is at $150 million for school construction with a growing infrastructure backlog.
And Weston?
Weston comes in at $100 million in school construction with infrastructure similarly underfunded. The pattern across all 10 towns is that annual infrastructure budgets run somewhere between $3 million and $10 million. While a single school project can run $50 million to $200 million.
So the infrastructure backlog just compounds year over year while the ribbon cutting happens at the new school gym.
Exactly. The analysis puts those infrastructure backlogs at $5 million to $20 million per town. And the argument is that this reflects voter preferences. Schools are visible and prestigious. Infrastructure is invisible until a pipe bursts or a road buckles.
What's the practical implication for a buyer who's already stretching to hit that $1.26 million price point in one of these towns?
The implication is that you need to read the municipal budget, not just the school ranking. You might be buying into excellent schools and a deteriorating road in front of your house. And those deferred infrastructure costs eventually come back as overrides or assessments.
So the premium you're paying isn't just for the school. It's also quietly subsidizing the choice not to fix the roads.
That's a fair way to put it. The towns aren't hiding this. It's in the public budget documents. But most buyers never look, and that's the gap this analysis is trying to close.
Before you tour a home in any of these high-profile school towns next week, pull the municipal capital plan. 5 minutes of budget reading could tell you more about your true cost of ownership than the school ranking ever will.